This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
But the Versa also offers a fit bitch coat. Oh, oops. Fit bitch. I mean, again, I said it again. Oh, my gosh. Fit bitch coat. You got it.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk, those guys will always listen. Who is the rock star, the former Fox chief, news chief, Roger Ailes?
Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
Hamburger Meat.
There's a new movie coming out about him.
Hamburger Meat.
Somebody described him as.
Entertainment Weekly has confirmed that Charlize Theron will portray Megyn Kelly in the yet untitled film.
Well, that sounds like a terrible idea for a film.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, which first reported the news, Jay Roach will direct. I think Jay Roach did Meet the Parents. The guy, Charles Randolph, who did The Big Short, did the screenplay, will pen the script. The movie is said to be envisioned as an ensemble piece. So, I don't know. That's an interesting cast, though. I think she could pull off Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, but it sounds like a terrible premise for a movie. Why don't I want a movie about Megyn Kelly?
Again, you didn't want to go see the Facebook movie.
I didn't.
Social Network. Ended up being great. But I'm going to sign with Brown here. This does not interest
Doesn't
me.
Sound great.
Is this as good as the Facebook movie?
That's better than I thought, Rockstar.
You know, it seemed not long ago that Melanie Griffith was, one of the hot leading women in Hollywood.
Yes, yeah,
her daughter Dakota Johnson is now dating Chris Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's her daughter with Don Johnson, right? Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Yep. Dakota Johnson, the girl that is in Dunaway's favorite franchise, The 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, they're dating now. He seems like a weird dude though, the Chris Martin guy. Am I on to anything there, Rocky?
No, strange. He named his first kid Apple.
Apple Martin?
Yep.
While some wildlife photographers dream of that perfect shot of the majestic moose or a swooping snowy owl, some observers say more and more people are stooping to unethical practices to get a great photo. Now, people are starting to lay down food, chase wild animals in quest for a photo. Now, according to one ecologist, he believes social media platforms such as Instagram are partly to blame. David Legros, quote, I think a lot of it is driven by increases in the accessibility of digital photography and social media because everyone is showing their pictures and everyone else wants to get great pictures too. He said that people are smearing peanut butter on trees to attract different animals.
Yeah. Come on.
And he said the problem is a lot of these animals, they're getting baited in and a lot of them are getting struck and killed by cars.
Oh,
John Kenny put the old Zagnuck bar on the Wagoneer on Great Outdoors.
He did. Yeah. Did you guys happen to see the chick trying to get a selfie with the elephant?
I did not.
Incredible.
No, the elephant chaser?
Elephant didn't like it. Elephant gave her what you would call just an elephant nudge that knocked her about 70 feet.
Are we sure that it wasn't a mannequin? I need to see the video.
Like the bull ring? CGI.
This was legitimate. If you get a chance, check out the woman trying to get a selfie with an elephant. A developer is ready to begin construction of an all-glass house in Fort Lauderdale.
You can't throw rocks in there, can you, Rockstar?
I never knew that. House. I had no idea.
You remember?
Yeah.
Designed by Rex Nichols Architects, the home will feature an open floor plan with floor-to-ceiling, unobstructed views of a back garden, a wraparound, L-shaped pool, jacuzzi, waterfall will be accessible through exposed sliding glass doors in the back of the home.
And you want this one?
This actually sounds pretty cool, though. Now, the 4,000 square foot home is listed for $3.5 million. The walls are literally all glass. It includes all living areas such as the master suite, library, and bathrooms. You ask about privacy.
You have none.
The pool will wrap around the master bedroom and bathroom, and the landscaping will be a buffer. Landscaping and an art wall near the master bathroom is also intended to keep neighbors' eyes out, according to the architect.
If you try to sleep late on a Saturday, there's no darkness.
Well, here's my deal. If I want to keep the neighbor's eyes out, why am I going to worry about landscaping? Let me just build a normal house.
I use brick, right, to keep the neighbor's eyes out.
And a curtain.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it, though.
I'm sure it'll look nice.
I saw this. I think it was in studio yesterday. I think they were talking about it on Fox News. Michael McQueen is from Sydney, and I don't know what his expertise is, Rockstar, but he is now claiming that there are certain things in the next decade, our everyday necessities, that will be gone in the next decade. You guys tell me if you agree with these. Okay.
So these are necessities that will be outdated by the next decade.
Number one, he's saying the parking garage.
Why so?
No.
I think we need more of them.
He predicts by 2027, 90% of passenger miles in the U.S. each year will be traveled, and vehicles that will not be owned by the driver will be driverless Uber-style vehicles.
I've read an article about how this is the upcoming trend. People really believe in this, Jim.
So it's going to be we ride with Uber, or it's going to be like our Zip bikes downtown that I just get a green car, drive it downtown.
That's right.
Park it in a charger, and then
and somebody else takes it.
No, they're
and goes
saying
home.
Driverless Uber style vehicles.
Well,
I'm not getting in a driverless.
It's going to kill Truck Month, right?
Yep.
Nothing kills Truck Month.
I'm not getting into a driverless vehicle. I'm not going to let the Chinese control my drive.
Amen.
Okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but this guy swears in the next decade credit cards are gone. He said there's a variety of new technologies appearing on the market that will soon make credit cards useless. One such company who has done this is the financial services Square, who have developed and released technology that will identify you upon entry to a store. Mm-hmm. Now, their pay-by-name system detects when a known mobile phone is in range, identifies the buyer, and displays his or her face on a screen so that the person behind the register can simply tap the picture to complete the transaction. Mm-hmm. Seems like there's going to be a lot of theft here.
Yep.
What if my picture on the display looks like Brandi Chastain's Bay Area thing?
Sorry, ma'am, you're not Jonathan Winters.
Sir, I don't think this is...
Can I suggest to you, though, Lance, like we're going to Disney. The family leave tomorrow to go to Disney, and we've all got these little watch-like apparatus that's linked to a card where that's how I spend my money there, right?
Yeah, which is very popular at Disney.
It is, and that's what I'm saying is maybe
they don't want you using a credit card at Disney.
No. Well, trust
me. Want you at the end of the week to go, oh, my God.
I did what?
I just spent college tuition. They're saying iTunes will be gone in the next decade. iTunes burst on the scene in 2001. It was a service that no one had seen before and remained relevant for the last 17 years. Recently announced that Apple Music has 38 million paying subscribers, but they're saying that music downloads suffered double-digit drops last year, will continue.
With Spotify, I
can't tell you the last song I downloaded on iTunes.
But I feel like an idiot now, Rockstar. I don't know how much money I spent from 2001 on iTunes that I
own. All the CDs and albums you bought.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot for those, too.
You know the last song I downloaded on iTunes? Speed Trap Down.
There you go.
You actually bought it?
I did. Rockstar inspired me Friday. That's a good song,
man.
It's
a good weekend song. Spotify?
Huh? I'm not a Spotify member. Loser.
What are you on, MySpace?
Dunaway snarls over that. Looks down upon
you.
I
do like your shirt, though.
Nice T-shirt.
And finally, call centers, because of the automation. And they say by 2020, 85% of all customer service interactions will be all automation, which is unfortunate because I try not to do the automation at all. I always try.
It's already about 96% now.
Yeah, I know.
Sucks. And a couple of things real quick. There's a 70-year-old who claims she is pregnant with a baby girl. She will become the world's oldest mother if she does give birth.
Wow.
The distinction had gone to a lady that was 66 years and 358 days who gave birth to twin baby boys. I bet that was a bad process. And finally, the 10 jobs most likely to attract psychopaths. Number 10, CEO. Number 9, a lawyer. Number 8, media. Number 7, salesperson.
Wait a second. So these these are jobs that psychopaths will be in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 professions in the world that lend themselves greatly to psychopathic tendencies.
And you just went back to back on yours, Lance. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, probably have some of these tendencies. Yep. Number 6 is a surgeon. Number 5 is a journalist. Number 4, police. That's very comforting. Number 3, clergy. Number 2, chefs. And number 1, civil servants.
Well, you had 3 of the 10. You're a journalist, salesperson, the other one.
Media. Was the other one.
I didn't know I was a journalist.
Yeah, I don't really consider us journalists.
I don't either. Entertainers.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.